Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, kind of cloudy outside, a little bit in the cool side, and southern New England got some good soaking rains. Northern part, not a heck of a lot. We're hoping for more today to green up. The lawns are beginning to turn brown, and like birches are beginning to shed foliage because it's been so dry, a way to keep them alive. But things will change. But we have a more serious problem at hand, and it was sheer coincidence. On Thursday, I was talking with Ken Kukurowski, and we were discussing what we should talk about on the radio today, and he began to tell me about a pest that we've talked about called the emerald ash borer. And how it's really beginning to move towards the East Coast. And Friday morning, front page of the Portland paper is a major story about the emerald ash borer. So timing is going to be perfect. And if any of you have big trees on your property, you really should listen to what Ken has to say. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Great to have you with us this morning, and we'll get right into it. But first of all, I have a question. I have a man who called this morning, and he has raspberries, and they're being girdled with some type of insect, and I was wondering, the very tips of the plants, he says he just touches them and the tips are breaking. So it's a girdling effect. Would the new Bayer product for the vegetable garden take care of it?
There are two girdling borers on raspberry, and one of them is listed on our label, and the other one isn't. What we'd have to find out is if the girdler is a diptera, which is like a fly, because if it is the girdler that's a fly, the fruit, citrus, and vegetable drench will take care of it. If it is a Lepidoptera, it won't, because the active ingredient imidacloprid is weak on Lepidoptera. If you find out if the caller knows anything more about the pest that can describe it any further, you can pass that information to me early this week, and I can get you some information on it, and maybe we can do a diagnosis over the phone, and maybe we can fix them up with a solution.
Okay. So if you're listening, if you send me an email, maybe a picture where it's happening, and a little bit more information, then I'll pass it on to Ken, and we'll take it from there. But the main reason we're talking with Ken today is there is a major pest that has come into this country called the emerald ash borer. And it's really a bad insect, and it's multiplying and spreading. Could you give our audience some information about it, Ken?
Sure. Paul, it's a pest that came first into Michigan in 2002 in the southeastern part of Michigan. They think it came in on some wood pallets from overseas. And it's an insect that originated from China or from Asia. And in fact, the research that's going on now that the USDA conducts is in China on this pest. And this particular pest has multiplied in the 10 years. It has spread to more than 15 states. And the reason that I, you know, you and I talked about it late in the week was because it was first detected in Connecticut. And we've known that it's been in New York for the last few years. In fact, even on the eastern side of New York, around the Hudson River Valley, but it hadn't been detected in any of the other Mid-Atlantic or New England states. But now that it's detected in Connecticut, it's in your back door. This is a pest that the larval stage feeds on the vascular tissue of ash, and only ash, and it produces a serpentine S-shaped gallery that disrupts the vascular movement of water up the tree and nutrients down the tree. And you have a situation where you have multiple larvae in a branch or in the trunk of a tree, and it absolutely cuts off the nutrition up and down the tree and kills the tree. And you first see symptoms of thinning leaves. You know, if you know what your canopy of your tree looks like when it's a healthy canopy, and one day you look at it, you say, man, there's like a quarter of the leaves are missing, or 50% of the leaves are missing, it's very, very likely that you have emerald ash borer. The adult emerges in the summertime, does a little bit of feeding on ash leaves itself, mates, lays eggs, and the larval stage is the one that does the serious damage. Paul, so far, millions of trees have been cut down and been lost in parks and in private homes, you know, private yards, and it's just been a serious pest wherever it's gone. This is a pest that Michigan Department of Natural Resources tried to contain with the USDA, and they couldn't in the early days. And I don't, you know, I know that they tried their very best at doing it, and it could have been a funding situation, or it could have been they didn't anticipate the severity of the pest. But it got out of control, and now it's a situation. Well, pardon me, not now. It's spread all throughout Michigan. But a few years ago, it was a situation where if it occurred in your county, it was recommended by the DNR and the Department of Entomology at Michigan State to treat your trees. So even if your tree didn't show any symptoms, but your county had it, you were supposed to treat if you wanted to save that tree. If you see about 50% dieback of the leaves on your tree, that is kind of the trigger point. If the tree gets more damaged than that, no treatment of any kind will control it, and that tree will have to be cut down and chipped up. It can't just be cut down. It has to be cut and chipped. And the chipping size is very important also, because they want to make sure that when you do chip it, you kill the larvae that are in the tree at the time.
Now,
this isn't the only pest you have. I know you've got a lot of pests there. You've got Asian longhorn beetle to worry about. You've got bronze birch borer to worry about, birch leaf miner. This is one that has been in the news, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana. It spread to Chicago a few years ago and to Wisconsin, up and down the Mississippi River and east. If you happen to go to Louisville, Kentucky, and visit the Louisville Bat Company, you'll find that the very last station of their tour of their bat production is what they're doing about it in their plantations that they have in western Pennsylvania, because they are deathly scared of this pest. Ash is still the major wood used for making bats in the U.S.
Yeah, there is. And if you're not sure what an ash looks like, the leaf is very, very different. The leaf is called compound pinnate.
Yeah.
And instead of having a stem with a leaf that could be, you know, like a maple or an oak, the leaf itself will have 5 to 9 dark green, 2 to 6 inch long, ovate leaflets. So it looks like a fern type leaf almost, but not as delicate as that. So it's a grouping on a single stem with 5 to 9 individual leaflets. And it has a beautiful red color in the New England state. Now, one of the things that this article, I mean, this was a front page article in the Portland Press Herald, which is the biggest paper in the state of Maine. And it says, northbound emerald ash borer, significant threat to Maine trees. So we want to talk a little bit about it because Ken says it's moving very quickly. And one of the reasons that it's moving with firewood. And if you're going camping and you're taking firewood along with you, you are possibly taking this borer on your camping trip. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now. Now, for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off No. 10 case lots of Mountain House foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between damaged whey and undamaged whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. Please go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow fed raw milk, which looks healthy. After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, most protein powders do not impress me as to either taste or health benefits. Now I know that not all protein powders are created equal, and One World Whey surpasses my fondest expectations in both taste and health benefits. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We're talking with Ken Kukurowski about a very serious threat for all of you called the Emerald Ash Borer. Now, Ken, what can we do if we have ash trees on our property, and when do we do it?
Well, that's actually the part of the equation, as much doom and gloom as there is about this pest, but that's part of the equation where we have some solutions, and we have some easy solutions for all of us. The product that Bayer made and began when Bayer Advance began, Tree and Shrub, 12-month Tree and Shrub, is a product that you drench around the base of your tree, and it systemically moves up the tree, and it has been shown in test after test after test by university people all throughout the Midwest that it controls emerald ash borer and does an excellent job. One application a year, and now is the best time to make that application, will control emerald ash borer for a full year. Again, right now, you've got the adults that are mating and they're laying their eggs on the ash tree, and then the larvae will tunnel into the tree and bore through the tree and cause the damage. You make an application at this time of the year. And when I say this time of the year, I mean we're talking at the end of July, August, and early September. Before the leaves turn color, so while the tree is actively growing, and you make the application at the absolutely right time for the tree to pick up Tree and Shrub and for it to control the ash borers that happen to be deposited in the tree that time.
Now, this is an insect that if you live along the Connecticut-Massachusetts border, central Massachusetts, west and east, you should be aware of it. If you live in New England, there are traps that sent out.
It will. If it's in Connecticut now, it'll be in Massachusetts very soon.
Yeah, it's moving that fast. It's something that you should really consider, so that if you have an ash tree on your property, get that insecticide in. Now, at what rate do you apply Tree and Shrub, Ken? Is there a formula to follow?
It's real simple, Paul. The you walk up to your tree at chest at chest height, and you measure the circumference around the tree. And let's just say, for example, you've walked up to the tree, and it's 32 inches around the tree. The circumference of the tree is 32 inches. You take 32 ounces of liquid tree and shrub and put it into a sprinkling can or a bucket, add a gallon of water, mix it up, and then pour it at the base of the tree and let it soak in. And if you want to, you can water that also to help move it up the tree. But that's all you do. The dosing is as simple as I just described it. The number of inches around the circumference of the tree at chest height is the number of ounces of product that you use, and that is applied to the ground to soak into the ground to have the roots pick up the chemical and move it up the tree. We have done numerous tests looking at making the application on the drip line, making the application evenly underneath the canopy of the tree, and we have found that this basal treatment is the best for controlling the pests.
Now, this is not something that we want to fool around with, because the article that that Ken sent me, the article that was in the Portland Press Herald on Friday of this week, states that this is going to be as bad of a problem as the Dutch elm disease was during the 50s. And if you're in your 50s, 60s, and 70s, you probably remember the beautiful, elegant Dutch elms. Well, most of them are gone. I mean, you're talking millions of them.
In fact, Paul, if you were to drive around the roads in Michigan now, it doesn't take an arborist to figure out the dead trees that you see are more than likely ash trees, because this pest is very easily controlled where you control it. But then in parks and in woods where it gets to be too expensive to control some of the trees, they've just had to let them go. And there's been so many of them that it's been very hard to cut them all down and chip them all up as fast as they need to be. But it's a pest that you don't have to spray for it. You can make this drench application of tree and shrub, and you will get excellent control.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
So the problem I ask you to take care of.
Hey. Forget about it.
And the mealybug that ruined my prized azaleas.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruit flies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit 'em hard, hit 'em first with Pure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Pure Spray Green from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Ken Kukurowski about this emerald ash borer that is headed your way. And we, you know, for me to spend some extra time on a particular problem, it is a very, very serious problem. And some of the things that you need to know is that the ash is a tree that will provide food for quail, turkey, grouse, finches, grosbeaks, and other songbirds, and the lower branches are normally eaten by deer and moose. So it is going to affect the biodiversity of the forest if it's not put under control. And all of the New England states are beginning to put a ban on the movement of firewood. And if you go camping or you know somebody that does, please do not bring your own firewood from state to state, because you're moving the possibility of ash. And Ken was stating that the baseball bat is made of ash. It's the only wood that they use to make a baseball bat because of the strength of the bat and the flexibility of it. It's also used in furniture. And in the state of Maine, for example, 6.7 million cords of ash wood is harvested every single year. The value, $140 million. Not a lot of money. But without the forest, it would change everything that you have. So we want you to be aware of it. We want you to look at your trees for ash. Talk to your neighbors if they have ash trees, and just be prepared to treat them. And they're moving. Now, Ken, several weeks ago, maybe months ago, you and I were talking about these new insects coming into this country, and you were saying that you were very, very concerned about some of the new countries that we are importing pottery, furniture, and goods from, and it's because it's shipped with either a pallet that's green or packing material that's not treated. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that is a big concern that the USDA has, and the USDA Animal Plant Health Inspection Service has really stepped up their efforts to try to detect potential pests in emerging markets in South America and in Asia, so that they don't come here and cause the same kind of problem that emerald ash borer has caused, Asian longhorn beetle has caused, the new kudzu bug is causing in the southeast, the brown marmorated stink bug is caused, and that was a big pest a few years ago. And of course, we can go back many years ago and talk about gypsy moth or Japanese beetles as well, similarly. But our APHIS group at USDA has really stepped that up, and they've even gone to the point of going into emerging countries that they anticipate will be countries that we start doing business with, and assessing the insects there, so that when we do have business that goes between our country and these other countries, we know the pests that we have to control. They're being as proactive as they can possibly be, and I applaud them for that, because this is, it seems every year we're having more and more pests that come into the country. Emerald ash borer, again, is one that came in 2002. The newest one that we're dealing with right now is this kudzu bug that, it feeds on kudzu but actually likes soybeans better. And that's, of course, the problem, because we grow soybeans for so many of our food products. And it doesn't know the difference, but now soybean growers in the southeast have to spray more for a kudzu bug. So we've got to get these pests under control as quickly as possible, and the best way to do it is just to prevent them from coming into the country. It is something easy to talk about it, but it's very difficult for the scientists to stay on top of all of this, because the trade that we have with countries around the world is just enormous.
So I think what you should do is, if you have some large trees, and knowing what the leaf looks like now, it's not a single leaf. It's a long stem with 5 to 9 smaller oval-shaped leaves on it. Pick one up, take it to your local town hall and ask to speak to the maintenance department and see if they can identify it. Bring it to your local nursery. And avoid planting them at all cases on your property. Plant oaks, plant maples, plant pines, but do not plant any ashes anymore, because they can create a very, very serious problem. And as Ken says, they started here 10 years ago in Michigan. They're in 14 states. And they're into Connecticut, right on the border of Massachusetts, and they will get into Massachusetts next year, and they're going to be heading north, because the ash is found from Nova Scotia to Manitoba and south to Florida and Texas. So it's not just a regional tree. It covers a large area of the country. And if you don't take care of the trees...
Paul, also, we're talking about the U.S., but it's also throughout Ontario and Quebec, southern Quebec. So it's more than just a U.S. problem.
Yeah, it's a major, major problem. So if you have some ash, treat them. If you have firewood, keep it in your yard, use it in your yard, but don't transport it from place to place. And be very wary when you buy firewood that it's possibly there. And as Ken says, the way to tell, if you break the bark from the actual firewood, you would see a zigzag pattern on the wood where the borer has eaten away and cut the little water tubes that move the liquid up to the top of the tree so the leaves can grow and the nutrition. So it's very important. You've got to act now. You all have to work together. Call your local county extension service and see if there's something that you can do to help monitor. I know in Maine this year alone, they have hung over 1,000 purple traps. And these are special traps to try and catch any. And that would tell them that they are around. So it's very, very important that we don't mess around with this. We all work together to save our forests and our street trees. And I think something else that you should know, the Native American believes, especially the Wanabaski Nation, that the ash tree is a critical part in their creation. And the Indian believe that their people emerge from the bark of this tree. And they are really upset that this tree is endangered, as you should all be. So check your trees, and as Ken says, at chest high, measure the circumference, not the diameter, the circumference. If it's 32 inches, you need 32 ounces of pure tree and shrub into a gallon of water, and you apply it around the base of the tree, and then keep the base of the tree wet so that the liquid can be taken up into the tree. Also, Ken told you, if you see horns, dead branches in your tree, and it's an ash, that's the start. But if you can get the chemical in the tree now, you can kill the borer and save that tree. Anything else you want to add, Ken?
Paul, I couldn't have said it any better than what you've said. This is a serious problem. We have to take it seriously. You've made it as clear as can be. The only thing that I'll add is that when I get back to work this week, I will send you a link to the USDA website for tracking the emerald ash borer, and you can use it and share it with your radio listeners so they too can see where it's been and how it's spread and why it's giving everybody nightmares.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Ken. When you send that to me, I will put it in this week's newsletter so that everybody can go to that website and check it out and see where it's moving. But it's a serious threat to our forests and to the animals that live in the forest. And some of you will say, well, it's not a big deal. We'll lose a tree here and there. Well, if you live near a forested area and the ash all die and the deer can't get the foliage to feed, the deer are going to come out of the forest and they're going to go to your house and they're going to eat your arborvitaes, your yews, your hollies, and your gardens. So if you want to keep everything on your property looking good and the animals in the woods where they belong, we've got to work together on this problem. Ken, what else can we do?
Paul, that is all we can do right now to keep alert on the trees that you have. If they look different, take them to your nursery center, to your extension service, to ask them what to do. You know what the treatment is. We know how to protect the specimens in our yard that we want to protect. The treatment is simple. It's a one application a year, so you don't have to worry about retreating until next year. I guess the only problem you have is remembering to do it next year, and you want to stay ahead of the problem, because this is one where you can stay ahead of it. And even if you forget next year and you start seeing some thinning, you can make an application so that you can revive your tree. But one of the studies that we found, it was either at Ohio State or Michigan State, is that if the trees are left unprotected for 3 years, they'll die.
Yep.
And it's a fast death. What you find out happening on the trees are that the beautiful canopy dies, and you get all these sucker shoots at the base of the tree, and there's not much of a market for ash hedges in the woods, and you don't want that. So
exactly,
we have to protect the trees.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Ken, and we're going to do the best we can to work with this pest with your help.
Welcome to Bugs on Bugs with your host, the world's leading bugologist from the Rescue College of Insect Knowledge, Dr. Bob Boggs. Bob, we've got Mary from Garden City on the line.
Hi, Mary. What's your question?
Hi. The summer's here, and my garden's getting eaten alive.
Your call couldn't be more timely. Japanese and Oriental beetles destroy hundreds of varieties of ornamental plants, along with turf grass, nursery stock, greenhouse crops, and fruit. And right now, they're at their worst.
But I'm exhausted. Plucking these persistent pests off my prized plants has me pooped.
Just set up a rescue Japanese and Oriental beetle trap about 30 feet away from your plants and lure the pesky things away.
A trap? Really?
Really. Rescue traps use the science of attraction to make pest control smarter. The trap uses floral scents along with the beetle's natural sex attractant to lure bugs in. It's like being invited to an all-you-could-eat buffet manned by hotties who want to date you, only to discover you just walked into a trap with no exit.
Scary.
It is, if you're a bug.
Find out more about Rescue's Japanese and Oriental Beetle Trap at www.rescue.com.
I'm Dr. Bob Boggs. Time for me to bug out.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes and no. Not if you use Scott's Grub-X, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. Grub-X kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of Grub-X is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's Grub-X is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Well, good morning, and we want to thank you for joining us this morning and listening to our potential problem here that's happening and coming into the New England area. It's spreading very, very quickly. A couple things we want you to do is when you're looking to buy firewood and you go to the nursery or the supplier, what I want you to do is to try and break off some of the bark that's attached to the wood to look for these cut zigzagging pattern lines in the wood itself. That would tell you that it's a borer. And if you take that firewood and you bring it to your house, you're bringing the borer to your neighborhood, and it could create a serious problem. The other thing is that this particular borer, because it's cutting off the water tubes, will dry out the tree so completely that if we have a storm, whether it be wind or snow, and part of the tree breaks, when it hits the ground and smashes into the ground, it will literally explode in a million pieces because it is so dry. And it's going to be a very costly cleanup. A lot of trees, when they break and come to the ground, they just hit the ground, break into a few small pieces. But the ash, if it's infected with a borer, because it's so dry, it will explode and you'll have a problem. Okay? Tom, let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have up next?
Next up, we've got Donna from Mass with a question about basil.
Donna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. My question is, I have bought a potted, 16-inch potted basil plant. And
okay.
It's turning yellow down below, and it's from the tips into the stem.
Okay. Have you been feeding it, Donna?
I do with liquid every, like, 10 days.
Okay. Now, are you pulling off the older foliage and using it for cooking or garnishing or whatever?
No. I'm just doing the top.
Okay. Because what happens with basil, as it gets old, the older foliage will begin to age and it will turn yellow. And so what you need to do is, on a regular basis, pull off the older foliage to encourage the plant to make new growth, and that new growth will be deep, deep green in color, and your plant will look best overall. It's just that the plant has produced a leaf that's gone beyond its time, it's done all of its work, and it's tired, and it's now beginning to go by. So the older foliage, pull them off, dry them, use them. They're still good. They're still going to have good flavor. Use them in salads. Use them in cooking. But feed them. Continue to feed them at full strength, not half strength. And by removing the older foliage, the newer foliage will come, the yellow will disappear, your plant will get larger, produce more foliage, and look a lot nicer. They're just hungry, and the older leaves are just tired. And with some cleaning, that problem will be solved. The other thing is, water on a regular basis. You know, don't wait till the plant wilts. That will also cause yellowing of the foliage. And when we get days that the weatherman says, today's going to hit 90, 95 degrees, if you have your basil, your herb plants, like parsley and basil and whatever, and they're on your back deck, move them up against the house where they'll get a little bit of shade. Less stress on the plant, and that will help. When things cool off, put them back at their regular place. But if they're portable, try and move them to a shady area, and that will help a great deal. If they're in the garden, pick, enjoy the flavor, and encourage the new growth with application food.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.